February 26, 1937. What one more act is, which the creature does in the divine will, it is harmony and music. It is to overwhelm heaven and earth. It is for her to settle in God, and God in her. I feel my little and poor soul being surrounded by the divine will, inside and outside of me, to the right and to the left, it flows even under my feet. It runs everywhere around me, to say to me, it is I who form your life, who warm you with my warmth, who form your motion, your breath. Recognize me, recognize that your life is animated by mine, and I will do things worthy of me in you. But while my mind was wandering in the fiat, my sweet Jesus, making me his short little visit, as though he felt the need of love to speak to me about his will, told me, my little daughter of my volition, my love, constrained inside of me, feels the need to pour out. Otherwise it causes me such delirium as to feel suffocated by my own flames. Therefore my speaking is an outpouring of love, it is a relief for my heart. And in order to feel refreshed, I keep looking for one who wants to listen to me. Now listen to where my love reaches and the great prodigy of the operating life of my will in the creature. One more act that the creature does in my will is one more harmony that she launches between heaven and earth. It is new celestial music that she forms for her Creator, which is so pleasing to him, more so, since it comes to him from the earth. In fact, the things of heaven are all our own. No one in the celestial fatherland can say that he gives anything to us, but we are the ones who give to them, as we delight and beatify all. On the other hand, the soul from the earth can say, I give to my Creator. And we, feeling captivated, give again our will as life operating in her, so that she may form for us more beautiful and new melodies. How beautiful it is to hear our heaven on earth, to hear the new celestial melodies that are unleashed from the pilgrim soul. All heaven makes new feast, and we feel that the earth is ours too, and we love it more. Each additional act that is done in my divine will is like drawing heaven and earth into it, because all, angels and saints, run into that act, even the creation itself, to take their place of honor in the operating act of my will. No one wants to remain outside of the act of my divine fiat. The true centralization takes place, of everything and of everyone. Nor could my will do without letting all those who live in it participate in that act. Whenever it operates, my will wants to enclose everything and give everything, because it knows not how to do in complete acts, but rather, fulfilled, and with the fullness of all goods. But who can tell you, my daughter, what happens in this drawing of heaven and earth into that operating act of my will in the creature? That motion of all, each one wanting its place in that act, such marvels take place, such unheard of prodigies, such moving scenes, that the heavens are stupefied and remain ecstatic before the operating power of my will. But where? In the little circle of the creature. And there remain with the yearning to be drawn again into the operating act of my will in her. Oh, how they long for it! They feel more embellished, and experience the beautiful happiness of the conquering act of my will in the creature, which they don't have in heaven, because up there are no conquests, nor can they acquire them. What they have done on earth sets for them, that's it and no more. But this is not all yet. One additional act done in my will is like God incorporating himself in the creature, and the creature in God. It is their settling within each other, and the life of one flows within the other almost like blood in the veins. It is the fusion of the human heartbeat in the eternal heartbeat, and the creature feels within herself as life, the love, the sanctity, the life of her Creator, and the eternal one feels the little love of the creature flowing within himself, which, living in him, forms one single love and one single will. Each breath, heartbeat and motion are wounds, arrows and darts of love that she gives to he who created her. And, oh! The whole of heaven remains as though stupefied, as they look to God and find the creature fused in him, loving with his love, and a conquering love. and they look to the creature on earth and find their creator, who, while keeping his throne in her, lives together with her. These are the greatest excesses of our love toward one we so much love. When we find the creature being disposed, and she denies nothing to us, we do not look at her littleness, but rather, we look at what we ourselves know how to do and can do. Indeed, we can do anything, and making a display of our love and of all our divine being, we invest the creature and let ourselves be invested, and we do great things worthy of us, but with such magnanimity, that all remain astonished and stupefied. It is enough to tell you that for one more act that is done in our will, as if we were in need of the creature, we give so much, that we increase greater bonds of union and of love on both sides, and we reach the point of giving her new rights over our divine being, and we over her. This operating act of our fiat in her is so great, that the centuries are not enough to tell what happens in it, nor can the angels or the saints tell all the good it contains. Only your Jesus can tell you all the good that is formed in this act, because, I being the operator, I can tell what I do and the great value I put into it. Therefore, be attentive, greater content, love and glory you could not give me than by lending me your little acts, your little love, to let my will descend into them and let my will operate. Its love is so great, that it feels the need to have its field of action in the little acts of the creature. Fiat.